Brian Unger's back with another Unger Report, this time a love story, he says. That's a departure for the, well, occasionally hard-hitting journalism of Brian Unger, who today gently examines a love affair often thought of as everlasting, but now starting to show signs of trouble.
Across this country, the deeply heartfelt love affair between people and gasoline is on the rocks. And for the first time in a long time, relationship experts are asking, can we stay together? The numbers aren't good. From Barstow to Bangor, people who long ago bonded with their favorite gas pump are suddenly finding that bond being put to the test. Just ask the folks in Bridgeport, California, where we see romantics paying the highest price for their devotion to the popular petrochemical. $2.99 for a gallon of regular, unleaded love at Bridgeport Momart. Gas. She's not a cheap date. That's why we're seeing people once faithful to their favorite fuel beginning to stray. They're abandoning their longtime relationships with Mobil, Shell, and Exxon, and are searching for an alternative. They've been seduced by off-brands, flaunting their sexy, below-market prices. You can ask the folks in Norman, Oklahoma about that. They've met the fossil fuel floozy over at Murphy USA, who is available for $1.76 per gallon. Few can resist the premium at $1.96. To be safe, don't forget to use that discount card you've been carrying around in your wallet. They insist on it at Murphy's. The fact is, not since 1980 have so many Americans found themselves in such an abusive relationship with gas. And no matter how hard it hurts, we just keep going back for more. Maybe it's the thrill of the Quickie Mart, all the sexy extras like donuts and the keychain laser cigarette lighter and bottle opener. No one knows better the kind of courage it takes to leave all that behind than New Yorkers. In about a week, they'll celebrate 100 years of living apart from gasoline as they commemorate a century of taking the subway. Every day, millions from Harlem to the Battery ride the rails, shoulder to shoulder, where they're forced to talk to one another and say things like, good morning, and please take your hand off my butt. Jealous? Cross country in Los Angeles, I quietly observed New York City's subway centennial by watching a man at the neighborhood Chevron place the numbers 273 on the sign. Then I drove to the mall and rode the trolley car from J. Crew to Abercrombie and Fitch. Yeah, I could have walked, but I wanted to take public transportation an eighth of a mile from one pair of khakis to another. The truth is, we can't keep going on like this. Experts tell us it won't last forever, this love between the guzzle and the guzzlers. Maybe we should try living apart for a bit, easing up on the 19.5 million barrels of oil we use every day. Let's stop bickering about which city has the worst traffic, Atlanta, D.C., Miami. Hey, it sucks everywhere. As hard as it is to do, it's time to end our monogamous relationship with unleaded and start dating again. It's time to try other modes of transportation. Go rub up against a stranger on a subway car. It's quicker, cheaper, and possibly even more romantic than emptying your wallet at the gas pump. And that's today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
You can hear all of the Unger Reports and everything else we broadcast, actually. Just visit our website, npr.org.